subgroup of patients, those with suspected local recurrence. This can be defined as abnormal soft tissue at or near the site of the resected tumor, which would include local lymph nodes, presacral or perianastomotic tissue. The key question here is, can we differentiate recurrent disease from treatment-related change? And again, PET-CT has a very important role in lesion characterization, which is done using a combination of factors which include the pattern of uptake, intensity of uptake, the time intervals in surgery, and this is very important to have clinical information and look for other ancillary findings. So as to say, recurrent disease would have a pattern of uptake which would be focal, which would be eccentric, would have a high intensity of uptake compared to the blood pool, would persist more than 6 to 8 weeks after surgery, and there may be other signs of metastasis. However, a treatment-related change normally has a diffuse pattern of uptake or peripheral uptake in the wall, has a low or intermediate intensity uptake, and the intensity of uptake generally decreases as the time interval from surgery increases. In our series,